Good morning, this is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Wednesday, June 9th. In the news this morning, overnight E-Buy prices were July corn down 3.25 cents at 676¾. July wheat down 6.5 cents at 678½. And July beans down 8¾ cents at 1571¼. New crop beans were down about 14.5 cents at 595. New crop beans were down 17 cents at 1440. The old crop rallied in corn and beans about 8 cents off the lows, but new crop stayed low. We had some good rains in North Dakota, the southern Canadian plains. South Dakota got some rain. Nebraska got some rain. Idaho, Washington State, Montana all got some rain. Not a lot, but a little bit of still help here. Every place has gotten some moisture, really with the exception of Iowa. They're talking about more rain in the forecast over the next several days, not so much in Iowa. Illinois looks to get hit again on Friday. We've got a 40 to 50% chance of some good rains. Iowa stays dry, it looks like, for the next 7 to 10 days, but then they look like they get good rains after that. So if once Iowa gets the rains, I think it's going to be pretty hard for the Bulls to make the case. But in the meantime, we have the report tomorrow. The average guess is about a 50 million decline in the corn carryout. Earlier thoughts were 100 million. So somewhere between a 50 and 100 million decline is pretty well expected out there. I don't see any real major changes. Beans up 2 million, maybe wheat up 2 million. But overall, this has really been as much about weather as anything else out here. Any emotions. I have a tough time believing that this thing is going to hold up. The temperatures in Chicago are going to be relatively moderate, 80 to 90 degrees all week. I remember back in 1988, we were in the middle of a drought in June, and we were 95 to 103 every day in the month of June, and prices took off. So I'm just not sure we're going to see the same thing here. And, you know, we're getting more rains. So I just don't see the major problem out here for the time being. Again, we'll see what the report brings tomorrow. I don't think it'll be anything bullish on the beans or the wheat. Maybe a touch friendly on the corn, but considering where we're at and the funds long as much as they are, I'm just not sure this market will hold up. And then once we get the report out of the way, then we have to look forward to the intentions report, which everybody feels is going to be, you know, certainly more corn and bean acres out here. So that's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.